This is your ticket to freedom. Be free and do the things you wish to do. Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is the 15 biggest regrets in life. Hello, ALUXers, and welcome back. Today is a special day as we'll be taking a look at your life through the lens of regret. This kind of list is incredibly important because without it, you're just left floating in the wind, ending up wherever life takes you. When you look around you at everybody else, you'll see so many people living with the following regrets and disappointments, and it's your choice if you want to end up like them or strive to be better. With that said, here are the 15 biggest regrets in life. As always, you'll find the episode notes and relevant links to everything we talk about by going to alux.com/E26. Number 1. Living the life you want to live, not the one that's expected of you. This is one of those soul-crushing regrets that feels like you missed the only chance you have. If you end up miserable because you lived the life your parents, your teacher, or your neighbor expected of you, you probably deserve it. There is a clear distinction you have to make between your personal goals and theirs. They want you to be safe, while you want to be fulfilled. Most parents would gladly trade your fulfillment for knowing that you are well and safe because it's in their parental nature. What most of them don't realize, though, is that living a different life than the one you really want is a form of torture. Every day you go to work doing something you don't at least moderately enjoy doing, another piece of your soul dies. Most people die on the inside way before their body gives out. Will you be one of them? Number 2. Having the courage to express your feelings. It's only been the last couple of years we've seen a deeper understanding of just how valuable emotional intelligence is. Your ability to understand how other people feel, to manage your own emotions, and to be able to communicate them effectively seems, to most people, almost like a superpower. Yet this is something you can learn and educate yourself on. When thinking about regrets, overcoming this barrier and expressing your feelings is right there in the top 3. Both old men and women die, taking to their graves the regrets that they didn't tell that one person how they felt, a small action that would have dramatically changed their entire life. They lived a life controlled by what-ifs. Emotional intelligence should become your priority as soon as possible, because you could win everything else and still feel like you would trade it all in a second for a different storyline, and that is not winning. Number 3. Standing up for yourself in your early years. You'd be amazed by just how many people regret not standing up for themselves in their formative years. Full-grown adults with successful careers still tormented over not standing up to a bully when they were a teenager, always reliving those moments in their mind, struggling to understand why they didn't take action. For some, that was the first domino in a long line of people taking advantage of them, from family members to work colleagues to maybe even emotional bullies. Looking back now at those times, ask yourself, what's the worst that could have happened? If we're talking about your childhood, probably nothing severe. This type of realization should serve you well in your current environment. Standing up for yourself never ends as badly as you think it will. And if you get fired, so what? You can always find another job where you won't have to go through this type of toxic behavior. And in the end, you'll be thanking yourself for the upgrade. Number 4. Settling for less than what we really want. Oh, this is another big one. People settle for mediocrity because it's convenient. It's right there, and going after something better requires you to get your derriere off the couch and put in some effort. This happens with clothes, food, jobs, relationships, and eventually with your dreams and goals. But the problem with that is, there's always a price to pay when you settle for less. You might think it's quick and convenient, but the payout is still coming out of your life account. You settle for her and she settles for you. Both of you think you deserve better, The price you pay is you're going to both live a life of disappointment, despising one another and yourself for making this choice in the first place. You've seen these types of relationships before. It usually takes around a decade for the wounds to open up and reveal just how fragile the partnership is. Truth be told, these people usually deserve each other. We all get to live with the curse of our past choices. Number 5. Not taking action when you know it's the right thing to do. There are a couple of moments when you know you should take action. Contrary to popular belief, there's not that many opportunities coming your way in life. You could count them on all your fingers. These are people who always talk about how they could have made it, how the opportunity was right in front of them, but because of some other reason, they chose to pass on it. The rule of thumb is, if you know something has the chance to change the trajectory of your life for the better, always make that call. You're always better off than living with the regret of not trying, and most of those opportunities have little to no downside anyway. You're basically getting a free roll on life, and you're choosing to let it slide. Just to give an example, last Sunday we opened the doors to our premium experience called Mind Mastery by Alux.com, which you can enroll in by going to alux.com/meditation. We've worked on it for over a year to create a unique framework for you to not only learn how to meditate, but also improve your emotional intelligence and come up with creative answers for your life. Hundreds of people have already chosen to pull the trigger on the opportunity, and the feedback so far has been overwhelmingly positive because it really is the most valuable product we've ever created. We believe in this product so much that if you go through the entire experience and still believe you didn't get your money's worth, we will prove it to you with a full refund. It's zero risk on your end. But the doors are open for 1 week alone, and today is the last day of that week. At midnight, we're closing the doors to focus solely on the people who are willing to take this leap. And you'll be left wondering, what if this was the experience that could have made a difference? Go to alux.com/meditation and see if you're willing to make that call. Number 6. Not taking more risks. Risk is directly correlated to your ability to manage the fear in your life. It's this fear that stops you from enjoying the rewards waiting for you on the other side of it. Will Smith has this quote that we love, which goes like this: "If you're scared, you can't see beauty. Fear ruins life." This fear of taking risks chains people to bleak realities. Your entire life, you will have to manage fear and risk in order to make it on the other side. Risk taking the road less traveled. Risk getting turned down. Risk not getting the job. Risk failing. Risk putting it all on the line. Risk missing out to achieve something greater. Risk that person not saying, "I love you too." Because if you don't take the risk, you'll never know what it's like to get it. Number 7. Not taking better care of yourself. You only realize how important this is when you're faced with the reality that you could have had an extra 10 to 20 years with the people you love, doing the things you loved doing, yet because of your past choices, that's no longer an option. And it is soul-crushing. You can enjoy food and still eat responsibly. You can be fit without wasting every day at the gym. You can have friends without being at the club every weekend. It all goes back to self-management. This is where passions come in. We have this weird rule that we use, which goes like this: every person should have 3 passions in life. One that gets you rich, one that gets your body moving and keeps you healthy, and one that makes you learn and grow. You can call them hobbies, you can call them whatever you want, but these 3 will help you make and keep friends, protect you from harm, and allow you to prosper and be happy. Find these 3 passions, and you basically win at life. Number 8. Get more done. Another regret we've seen across multiple cultures is a lack of achievement or a lack of personal happiness. People look back on their lives and condemn themselves for being lazy and wasting time doing nothing. The paradox is, you only realize just how valuable time actually is when you're left with very little of it, and by this point, it's too late to make a change. But you're an Aluxer. You're consuming this piece of content right now when you could have been binge-watching some slightly funny TV show. You chose to invest in yourself instead of being mindlessly entertained. You're different than most people, so learn from their mistakes. The investment seeds you plant in yourself today will grow into incredible trees from which you get to enjoy fruits when everyone else is struggling. The more seeds you plant, the more trees you'll have in your garden. It's all up to you. Number 9. Allowing old friendships to fade away. Remember when you and your friends dreamt of changing the world together? What happened? Time passed and the world changed around you. You don't call, they don't call, yet you still hold each other dear. A simple sign can change that. As a matter of fact, we want you to try this experiment right now. Grab your phone and text one of your old friends you haven't spoken to in a while. Ask them how they've been, and let them know that despite not catching up as often as you used to, you're still thinking of them. Hit send and see what happens, how it makes you feel. Let them know that there's no hidden motive behind your call and you just want to catch up. It literally takes less than a minute, and this tiny spark can restart a relationship that almost was faded away. Number 10. Not making peace with yourself and others. Here's a harsh realization about life. We're being held back by the anchors we ground in the past. Take a beat and allow this to unveil a few moments in your personal history. These events are keeping you from moving forward. Some might keep you up at night. Friendships and partnerships that were once meant to take you further than you've ever been, ruined by meaningless arguments or simply by pride. Forgiving others and letting them know that you forgive them is one of the most powerful keys to a successful life. Forgiving yourself is the finish line. When you sever a relationship, you're not costing yourself that moment, but all future moments you would have enjoyed if the clash never happened. Yes, you're paying a larger cost than it seems, because you're losing interest as well. This is something you can learn, and it all starts from within. Nobody can get real breakthroughs in their lives unless they're able to deal with what's inside of their own mind. The final module in our Mind Mastery course focuses specifically on this type of change. We're forcing you to deal with these types of issues in the most productive way. For 21 days, we tackle business, life, relationships, love, and every other aspect we believe you need to deal with if you want to push your life forward. alux.com/meditation. And just remember, this is the last day you can join this 21-day challenge, where you'll learn a valuable skill that will stick with you for the rest of your life. Don't regret missing this opportunity to invest in yourself. Number 11. Not traveling more. We're big proponents of traveling because it teaches you things you can't learn anywhere else. Meeting people, exposing yourself to new cultures, new ideas, different lifestyles and beliefs does something to your understanding of the world that most people live without. We found the more you talk to different people, the less hate you feel towards the world. You understand that we're all living on this tiny rock floating through space, worrying about the meaninglessness of things. It brings you a type of intelligence you don't learn in school or at home. It teaches you to be understanding of others and to see life from multiple perspectives. This is very powerful because life isn't as linear as most people think it is. It will reveal to you fundamental truths about yourself and the world, and because of it, you will live differently in the best possible way. Number 12. Not following or making time for your passion. Okay, let's be realistic. Maybe you're not the next Adele and you can't convert your passion into a profession. Although in this day and age, it is completely debatable and we'll tackle that in a future video. But making time to enjoy it is definitely something that falls under your control. No matter what you're passionate about, let it be a part of your life. From a bird's eye view, it's these tiny moments in life that bring you a state of overall happiness. If you can find a way to do the things you love and still get paid, congratulations, you just won at life. But even if you're not doing it for profit, there's still a valuable return to get from it. Don't leave this return on the table, no matter what other people think. Number 13. Working so much at the expense of family and friends. Bet you didn't expect this one from a channel who's been a strong advocate for working as much as you can in order to achieve your goals. What most people fail to realize is that your goal isn't to earn money. Your goal is to live a life that's not obstructed by financial aspects. Earning money is just a means to that goal. There comes a point in your financial journey where your needs are taken care of. You're well off and you need to choose if you're going to go for more money at the expense of your relationships and health, or if you're going to enjoy your hard work. To be honest, we can't answer this question for you, although we really wish we could. Why? Because the answer comes from your personal values and goals. If your goal is to change the world, as we previously stated, there will be a price to pay. Elon Musk said it best. It's impossible to be a perfect dad if you're looking to move civilization to another planet. So we're going to leave this one up to each one of you. If your goal is worth the cost, then do it. Number 14. Taking yourself too seriously and worrying what other people think. There's something magnetic about people who don't take themselves too seriously without compromising their image. This is such a high-tier quality where you can make fun of yourself and life in general. We're always trapped in this box of what will people think that we forget we're in this for ourselves, not anyone else. The truth is, almost everybody is worrying about themselves first. People don't actually think about you as much as you think they do. This is your ticket to freedom. Be free and do the things you wish to do. That cliche poster with live, laugh, love got it surprisingly right. Number 15. Not living a more meaningful life. The final regret on our list has to do with achievement and what you're leaving behind. When you die, ask yourself this simple question. Did you give more than you took? It's not complicated. If your existence on this earth resulted in a net positive, you've done your part. In the first part of everyone's life, you should serve yourself. If you don't, you won't be able to serve others in the second. What's the point of working hard if you don't change the future even at the smallest scale possible? If you were to judge your performance in life, judge it by just how many lives you've changed for the better. How better off everyone is because you happen to be alive. Even if you regret your past, please remember you're not headed that way and nobody is paying for you to hold on to it. So maybe it's time to move forward with the knowledge gained from that past. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.